Chapter 2, The Old Station of Hall. Rocks Laneway is named after the prominent family business which stood at this location for nearly 90 years. The original Stationers' Hall was established by Mr. Charles Edgar Snell in the first decade of the 20th century. In 1908, Mr. Snell, known as Edgar, relocated his thriving business from a site next to the Club Hotel to a large new shop opposite the post office in Marine Terrace. Edgar actively contributed to the business, civic and sporting life of Geraldton over many years. In 1934, he sold his news agency and stationery interests to Mr. Arthur Pascon Rock and built an adjacent news store he named Snell's Bazaar. It offered a wide variety of goods in a new and progressive emporium format, and it prospered under the management of his elder son Bill until finally being sold to Coles in 1947. With its wide stock selection, Rock's Stationers' Hall became affectionately known as the House of a Thousand Gifts. Its owner, Mr. Arthur Pascon Rock, was a printer and publisher of the Geraldton Express and a director of Geraldton Newspapers Limited. When Arthur died in 1943, his only son, John Norman Rock, took over the family business. John was an excellent sportsman and musician and contributed significantly to the development of sporting groups and the local business community. John's son, Gary Arthur Rock, operated the business, in recent years known as Rock's News Agency, from 1998 until 2006, and the family continued to own the property until 2011. In 2017, the city purchased this property, redeveloping it into a new community destination known as Rock's Laneway. Prominent red signage on the Marine Terrace frontage is a familiar reminder to locals of this once iconic local business. Early traders on Marine Terrace. Charles Edgar Snell, known as Edgar, his wife Annie Harriet, née Kelly, and their infant son Edgar, Bill, arrived in Geraldton from Kalgoorlie in about 1905. Their second son Norman was born in Geraldton in 1907. While Edgar's early business interest was primarily that of a newsagent and stationer, he and his wife expanded their business to include musical instruments, jewellery and apparel, variety items, photographic supplies and processing, and a wide range of gift wares, creating a unique commercial enterprise which, at the time of Edgar's passing in 1946, was still the only one of its kind north of Perth. Snell's Bazaar was much loved by locals. It was designed by prominent architect Tom Roberts and was an impressive structure with curved glass entrances and window frontages of W.A. Jarrah and Queensland maple. Edgar Snell played a pivotal role in the early development of tourist promotion in Geraldton. He produced his own range of pictorial postcards, china and teaspoons. He served as president of the Geraldton Bowling Club, 1914 to 15, and was elected to the Geraldton Municipal Council from 1917 to 1919. Arthur Pascon Rock had a long and valuable association with the early business and public life of both the Murchison and the Victoria districts. He was originally from South Australia and was engaged in the printing trade in Kew before relocating to Geraldton, where he married Sabina Elizabeth Kent in 1913. The couple had one child, John Norman, who was born in 1922. Following the acquisition of the stationery and news agency business of Mr. E. Snell in 1934, Mr. Rock continued his association with Geraldton Newspapers Limited as a director. He was a keen sportsman and supporter of many local groups, including the Victoria District Agricultural Society, the Victoria District Turf Club, Mechanics Institute, the Great Northern Broadcasters, and he was a foundation member of the Mercantile Club. He was also a member of the Geraldton Lodge, No. 3, of Freemasons, and was one of the earliest members of the Geraldton Druids Lodge. A.P. Rock passed away in Geraldton in 1943. When you're ready, please move to Stop 3, the Ghost Office. Hear the story by scanning your QR code and choosing Rocks, Chapter 3.